Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly from Daytime After Dark. And, oh, my gosh, you know, we have probably one of the guests I've been wanting to have probably since he was on Army Wives, but then he graced us with us on our TV on General Hospital and the ever so sexy Brando Coben. And I'm going to bring Nadia on. Hey, Nadia, why don't you introduce the guest?
Sure. So today we have Johnny Wachter from General Hospital, who plays Brando.
Yeah, okay. So I'm bringing him on. Hi, Johnny.
Okay.
Hey, how are y'all? Thank you for having me so much. That's quite the intro.
Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
Nadia, you got to talk to him on Instagram, okay? He's not even following me on Twitter, okay? So I'm going for a slow one. Johnny, I'm jealous. I am jealous of my host because you follow her on Instagram. I've been begging you to follow me on Twitter for months. Nothing worked. So that's why I'm
What's your Twitter handle? I'll follow you right now.
Daytime 6976.
Daytime
6976? Yeah.
All right.
So,
Hold on.
Okay.
Follow. Boom. I got you, Carly.
I'm sorry, Nadia. We need to be on the same playing field. I'm sorry, Nadia, but you know, I've had a crush on him ever since he came on General Hospital way before that with Army Wives. And the commercial you're all in right now, I keep rewinding it. For some unknown I am rewinding your commercial.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. And you, okay, you graced up for this last year. You've been on General Hospital, I believe, it's been a year, because your first time you were on, it was like 131 or 128 during the shootout. And let me say, that was the sexiest shootout about time, because the moment you say Carly, who's my favorite character besides Sunny, the moment you say two, and okay, so we didn't know what side you were on at that moment. You know, I didn't care what side Brando was on at that moment. All I cared was he saved my girl from getting shot at. And so that's how you started on DH. And how did you get the call to be on General Hospital?
Well, how did I get the call to be on General Hospital? My Mark Teschner, who's the awesome legendary casting director for General Hospital, reached out to my agents my agents reached out to them on a part breakdown, and I fit the description, and I went in and I was feeling confident, and I got to read with Mark and had a great audition. And before I left the room, he was like, I'm going to bring you back in the producers tomorrow, which normally that doesn't happen. They don't tell you they're bringing you in producers tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They don't tell you really anything at an audition. So that was really nice. And, I prepped and was feeling strong about it and just, you know, went in the next day. And I got to read with Lisa Booth, his assistant. And she, you know, it's always it's always nice when you have, you know, two great readers reading with you. So I didn't really have to do much. I just acted and acted with what they were giving me. And, you know, that's how I got it. It's fortunate and grateful.
Well, believe me, the audience is grateful because, okay, you had a very rough start as the character of Brando because your mother, who I want to strangle right now, okay, because, you know, for who to go with Cyrus and say, oh, by the way, Sonny the Sludge, Deb in the country illegally. Like, that's going to dig down. Sonny, Zoss, Jason, Carly, you. It's going to dig down everyone. So I'm like, I love you, but I don't love your mother right now. Because
hey,
I was going to say we're
in the same boat. I still love my mother, but she's making it really hard to love her right now. That's for sure.
Yes, she is, because, and, you know, you slept with Molly, you know, you had that one night with Molly, which was incredible because it wasn't something Molly had ever done in the history of Molly Lansing Davis. And while I was cracking up because here you go, have a wine nightstand with Sonny and Cruz's niece. And you don't know the moment you found out when you went over to Carlson's house, Sonny and Carly's house, and Carly's like, oh, how's the business? And goes, well, I got this one job with this young lady, Molly Lansing Davis. And Carly goes, oh, Sonny meets, and the look on your face was priceless. Like, you're like, I'm dead. I'm really, 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 really dead. Was priceless because it was like, wow, Brando might be in really big trouble with Sonny once he finds out. And the fact that Sonny didn't find out yet that what you slept with his niece, you know, is like one of the real guarded keep secrets on the hospital right now, because, you know, I think Jason knows. I have a feeling Jason knows, but Sonny doesn't know. So, yeah, that for me was a great introduction to Brando's life. And then, you know, how you kept saying, oh, I have to go back to Chicago and all this. I'm like, no, you don't. You stay on the new hospital. No, you're not going anywhere. I was screaming to the TV. And I get mad on the days you are not on. I mean, I yell at the TV with my Brando. But that's how I do it.
I think Frank and the writers must have heard your screams because they kept me from going back to Chicago.
Well, because I really did scream. I'm like, no, he can't leave Sonny, you know. He needs protection. And then when the story took the most serious take of the year when Mike died, and the way you were there for them, and the way you didn't want to impose on them, even on your own family. You know, I'm convinced, and I know no one likes this theory of mine, but I think I might, that it will come out that you are really Sonny's brother. Because
that I'm Sonny's brother?
I don't know, the way Mike looked at you when he was in the hospital one day and he got really agitated, it made me think there's more to Brando than meets the eye. So I thought, well, Mike had a long history of, you know, being with women, and it's not so far-fetched that Brando could actually really be related to the Crimson Stand because the fact that he, you know, the fact that, you know, I believe that Sonny could use the brother and you could be the brother because the, you know, the time away that Mike was gone, we don't know what he did, where he was at. So for me, I would love to see that go that way because it would bring you on the, it would save you on the canvas for life. You're Sonny's brother the way I want you to be Sonny's brother. Oh, you could be Sonny's son. No, wait, no. No, forget that idea. Forget that. Sonny cannot have any more kids. So the brother thing I will go with, but how you were great during the last couple of days with Mike. It was like Halloween scene. You know, you are so good in scenes with Eddie McCoy, Sadu, all of them. The way you guys were just sitting around waiting and you were talking about the butterflies and everything. It was just like emotional, great episodes. And then when you have Mike's memorial, it was another great emotional episode. Then your mother comes in town and you get blamed for messing with Jason's bike. Okay, what I know you did not do. This was Cyrus Reno's people. Okay, so people, I'm kissing you up today with Brianna's life. And then you have been with Sasha lately. And America, well, people of Twitter are calling you, what's their nickname, Nadia? They want you and Sasha together, by the way. And they have really liked all the Brianna and Sasha moments. So do you like it? Do you see them? Do you see it going there? Oh, I mean, I don't want to get you fired because if I get you fired, it would be all on me. And then I won't see you on TV. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. But we'll... what's going on with you and Sasha? Because you guys look hot together.
Well, thank you. I think the nickname that I've heard most common is Brasha, and I think it's definitely a possibility. And today, I think I might be on the episode today, and it might actually shed a little light on if that's going further or not between Sasha and I. But I would definitely, I would love for Brando and Sasha, you know, to get together and see where it goes. But, you know, obviously there's a lot of other circumstances, one being Cyrus, the other being Michael, you know, that would definitely make that a difficult relationship or maybe not even a relationship at all. So, you know,
well,
we'll have to see.
I think it needs to happen. I think just for the sake of, you know, the viewership, you know, because I feel like Michael and Willow should be together and you and Sasha should be together. But Glenn just came back. I believe she should be with Faith. And then everyone's happy. But what I'm worried about Brando right now is Cyrus. Okay? Cyrus is going to come unhinged. Oh, about now. Because of the medical trial not going his way and everything, that you need to step up. And, you know, really go align yourself with Jason because even though you're trying to get Cyrus put away, you and Steve work together so great. And my favorite scene of you two was when when he saw you, first of all. I kind of got mad at Jason for a moment because I'm like, you should be my Brandon for what reason? But it was all a cover-up to save your life, so you should really be thanking him. But how is it with Steve, booking with Steve?
How, man, Steve's awesome. You know, he's obviously he's been on the show for a while, and he was one of the first dudes that I worked with. You know, was first worked with Carly, and then Sonny and Steve, and so I love working with him. We enjoy talking to each other, you know, outside of just, you know, acting as well. But you know, when we work together in the scene, he's as professional as I am, and you know, we show up prepared and really just kind of feed off each other. And that scene where he shot me, you know, that was a really fun scene for me, because obviously, you know, Brando wants to be a part of the Corinthos family, you know, and be accepted by them. You know, for Jason to, you know, kind of you know, shrug his shoulders at me and felt like I was being abandoned, you know, it hurt on, you know, on a deep level. And then, you know, obviously when he shoots me, I'm kind of left even more confused, you know? So until we find out that, you know, what the reason was, you know, why he shot me, and it does end up, you know, saving me.
Well,
but yeah, that's tough to accept. You shot me, dude. Whether you saved me or not.
It was like, oh crap, what is going on? Say someone did you this too? But I think that, you know, yeah, you're looking for Cyrus, but we have a phone call really quick.
Okay.
Because we do, because if I don't bring him on, he will kill me. Hey, Marcus.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, girls.
Hey, how are you, Marcus?
Good. I just wanted to say a quick hello.
Appreciate you putting us together, man.
Of course. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah. How are you?
Good, good.
So do you have any questions for him?
I don't. I just want to say he was one of my favorite interviews last year in 2020. Him and Caleb Dressel were two of my favorites.
Caleb Dressel.
Yeah.
Wait. Caleb Dressel, the swimmer?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Man, I have to. Man, he's amazing. I didn't know that you interviewed him. I'll have to check that out. He's a beast.
Yeah. That's why we spoke about swimming, remember?
Yeah, I do now.
Yeah.
He's been breaking world records and stuff. He's continuing to crush it.
Left and right. Yes, sir. Good time.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
How's the weather over there? What's that?
I love the rock climbing stuff that you do.
Thank you. I'm continuing to do it. Keeping me in shape.
Good stuff. Thank you so much, Johnny Wacker.
Yeah, thank you, Marcos.
Thank you, ladies. Take care.
Oh,
bye, Marcos.
Thank you. Always call in, Marcus. You know, you're welcome anytime. You know that, buddy. Oh, he hung up really fast.
Dude.
Okay. Yeah, he's great. So before I turn the thing over to Nadia, which I really don't, but, you know, we are in this together. But I do have a crazy request. Okay. So we kind of want, well, I want, Sophie Madison, who played Sasha on the show. So if you could maybe ask her to come on the show, because I've been triggering and stalking her. Well, not really stalking, but trying to get her on the show. And I think we need a little help. And since you do work with her, will you be able to help us, Mamie?
I will absolutely reach out to her and ask her and see if she would come talk on the show, because I'm enjoying it. I'll make sure she reaches out to you guys.
Yes. Okay. And before
awesome.
I let Nadia take over,
You're welcome.
Okay. So Nadia is going to play a game with you, but I'm going to one-up her game because that's what Nadia and I do. Okay. Is who would you rather because, but it's who would you rather the eighth style. Okay. So, Brando has so many ladies on the canvas who are single at the moment. Amy, who really, when she looked at you one day, there was a little flirting with Amy going on. There's this big thing with Foster going on. Maxie is probably going to be done with the whole Peter mess, hopefully. Who would you rather be with? Sasa, Maxie, Amy?
Out of Sasha, Maxie, and Amy. I'm going to have to go with Sasha because right now she's the one that shows up most in my life. Amy, she's been one and done so far. I'm like, where is she? She kind of gave me some eyes, and I thought there might be something there, and she scampered off. Haven't seen her since. And then Maxie, hey, she's involved with a dangerous man right now. So that's kind of hands off until that cleans up, you know. I'd have to say Sasha for right now.
Okay. Okay, so right now you're in the mob world because you have to protect the Crimson family. Okay, So number one target on everyone's back is Cyrus and Peter right now. Now those two and maybe Valentine are the number three people who people want them to take down. Since you are in the mob right now, but you're looking for the right side, even though you're in the wrong camp right now, saving the Crimson family from Cyrus, who would you want to take down yourself, Cyrus, Peter, or Valentine?
Man, it's a tough question.
I know.
You know, I think the person... The guy that I would have to, that Brando would want to take down most is Cyrus. You know, he's holding leverage over not only me but all the people that I love right now. You know, if Brando's feelings, you know, for Sasha grow, then you know the way that he treated Sasha and tried to just kind of dispose of her, I think it only gives Brando more reason to want to. You know, to take Cyrus down. And I feel like he's the most immediate threat to the Corinthos family.
Oh, he is. And he
everybody.
Makes me mad on a daily basis. Okay, so my last question is, so with Sonny out of the picture right now, people, he's not dead. He's in New York. My question is, why haven't, if not who would you rather, is this a question, why haven't you or Jason went to the FBI or the database there, or Spinelli, and said, look, wait a moment, they never recovered the body, number one. And number two, he's in New York. So why isn't anyone thinking that way instead of this? You know, saying that he's dead. So can you give us any insight to this without you getting fired, by the way?
Sure. Yeah, no, you know, is your question why haven't we continued to kind of search, you know, for Sonny, especially since a body hasn't been recovered? Is that your question?
Interesting. Okay, well, I don't want to take up the whole time. I mean, I could, but since I love Nadia the way I do, and I know she has great questions for you, so Nadia, you may go. Maybe. Yeah, you can go.
Well, hi, Johnny.
Hello. Hey, Nadia. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. So I do have a couple of regular questions for you before I play the Would You Rather game. So my first question for you is, if you were to play any other character on GH, who would you like to play?
Ooh, man, that's a great question. I've never thought about that. I think, playing Sonny Corinthos would be pretty awesome. I mean, he's kind of like, you know, one of the kings of Port Charles, if not the king. I think that would be pretty badass to play. Playing Jason Morgan, he's also another badass. Both of those guys, you know, since I know their characters and kind of their arcs the best and I get to see them work, and most familiar with them, like those are characters that I think that I would have a fun time playing.
Awesome. Yeah, Sonny would be like, that would be an awesome character to play.
Yeah.
But if I was a guy, I would love to play his character. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. I mean, he's got, I don't know, how many past girlfriends and how many children, and he's, you know, the mob boss, kingpin.
Exactly.
You know, that's like, that's what people fantasize about.
Yep. Hey, he has a big part on the show.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. It's awesome.
And
so,
you know, he's a man with a good heart, but you know, has to do some bad things, so there's complexity there.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
So my next question is
if Maurice hears this, I'm not trying to go after your role, buddy.
That would be so funny.
I don't want him coming after me.
He'll probably be like, hey, how dare you want my character?
Yeah, right?
Like, it was a fun question.
I promise.
Exactly. Okay, so my next question is, have you ever done any, like, Broadway theater before you went on General Hospital?
I've done plenty of theater. I've never been on Broadway. I don't know if I have the dancing or the singing skills to be on Broadway. My first time acting was on stage. I did a lot of theater growing up, you know, as a little kid all the way through high school and college, and then, you know, I've done some plays since I've been out in Los Angeles as well. My introduction to acting. There wasn't any television or film really being shot where I grew up. So, you know, if you were going to act, it was on stage or just, you know, in your living room with your family, putting on shows.
Exactly. Mhm. Do you have like a favorite Broadway musical that you've ever seen? Or
I've only seen one. But it was amazing. It was the Producers. I went to New York with my family. I think I was like 16 or 17, and the Producers was on, and my dad got us tickets, and I was absolutely blown away. I'd never seen a production like that, and it was hysterical. It's just amazing, you know, the talent that these people have, and then, you know, the work that they put in to, you know, make a production like that and be able to put it up, you know, night in, night out, and sometimes twice a day. I think they're some of the greatest artists, you know, on the planet. If you're on Broadway, you know, there's you're second to none.
Right. Exactly.
Have either of you seen The Producers?
I haven't. That's one of the shows I haven't seen. Nope.
Oh, man.
And
I don't know if it's still running, but...
And I've seen a lot of Broadway musicals, and I haven't seen that. I'm surprised.
Well, if it's, I don't know if it's still running, but if it ever runs again, you should definitely get some tickets to go watch it. It was wonderful.
Definitely. I definitely will. Thank you for the suggestion. So also, too, how is it working with Cyrus? How do you like working with Jeff?
Jeff Coburn? Man, he's the
yep.
worst. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. In real life, Jeff, he's a kind, gentle man, and we have a lot of fun together. We joke around and have a lot of laughs. So it's very different than what you see on screen between Brando and Cyrus Renault.
Right.
It's polar opposites. And you know, he's someone that I watch and ask for, you know, acting tips as well, because you know, he's got so much experience, and he's so good. I mean, anyone that's likable in real life and you know, that unlikable as, you know, a character, you know, he must be doing something right as an actor.
Exactly.
But he's fun.
Yeah, because he's
yeah.
a great guy.
He is. But he's a butthole on the show, isn't he?
Yes. But his character's great on this show, though. He actually makes the show, which is amazing. Because, like, you know how, like, every soap opera has that one guy that's always, like, the head person that, like, always is, like, the bad guy? He's one of those.
Yep. Oh yeah, he's the chief villain. You need a guy like that. You need a guy like that to hate so much.
Exactly, and he's one of those.
Yeah, he is.
So I have a few questions from the Would You Rather questions. So,
okay.
Would you rather have more money or more time?
More time,
mm-hmm.
without question. You know, time's an asset that you know, is unreplenishable. You know, there's
right.
always, you know, if you have time, there's always time to make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, if you have money, you can't necessarily buy time. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, you know, with medical advancements and stuff, I guess you can kind of buy some time, you know, on your life, but. I would definitely rather have time. Time and land are the two things that we're running out of, and that you know, are the most precious assets in our life.
Exactly. Yep. Would you rather be able to talk with the animals or speak all foreign languages?
Oh wow. I think, oh man, that's a good one. I would have to say talk with animals, because I don't
mm-hmm.
know of anyone else in the world that is able to do that. So, I mean, I think that's a more precious, rare skill. Although, you know, the ability to, you know, speak to 7.5 billion people, that's, you know, I don't think anyone else has that skill either. I think animals, though, because I feel like there's a lot less evil animals in the world, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah, I love
just
animals.
Be interested to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, me
yeah.
too. That would
be
awesome.
I'd be like, what do you guys think about, you know, global warming? They'd be like, what's that?
Funny. Would you rather win the lottery or live twice as long?
Well, if I live twice as long, do I get to pick at what age I stay at, or am I going to be like progressively getting just older and like I'm going to lose, like, you know, bodily functions? Am I going to need someone to take care of me?
However you want to answer it.
Okay. All right. Well, if if I'm just getting progressively older and I'm losing use of my mind and body, then I would, I'd take the money, win the lottery.
Yeah. Mhm. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, but I would have to do it anonymously, you know. If you win $1 billion, then it's like people start coming out of the woodwork and they're like, "Hey, I need a little help," you know. And
exactly.
Oh man, most of the stories you hear about people winning the lottery is like they're not good. They usually end pretty sad.
Yeah.
So I would probably, if I won the lottery, I would just make sure I got enough, you know, to live, you know, I would say above modestly, but have enough to take care of my family and have some generational wealth, and then put the rest in charity. So yeah, I think that's what I would have to
do. And I have one more.
Okay.
Would you rather be without internet for a week or without your phone?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'd rather be without both. I love cutting off from the world. I'm that's why I'm always climbing. I like going out in the woods. There's no service there. I can go climb rocks and, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's nice to be devoid of distraction and be able to just kind of like breathe and not have to worry about things that we don't really need to worry about. So, yeah, take my phone and the internet. Although I do love talking to you both, so.
Aww.
I'll talk to you guys before my week without internet and phone.
Exactly. Well, Johnny, I want to say thank you so much. I'm going to turn it over because you have other callers, so I don't want to take up the whole time.
Oh, yeah, we do. I forgot about people. yeah, I do forget about people. Yeah, we do have callers. Okay, let's see. Six 618, you're on the line.
Yeah. Hi, ladies. This is Chris. I thought we had an interview today too, so I wasn't sure what was going on.
Oh, yours is tonight, Chris.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, well that explains a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a 12 p.m. Notification. So.
Yeah. I was just talking to Lisa. It's tonight.
All right then. Well, I guess I'll.
Well, you're gonna have
tonight
for you guys. You're gonna have fun tonight, Chris.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Johnny. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get with Lisa and confirm. Make sure everything's good to go. Yeah. Thanks, lady. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should have just did a double interview.
We should have.
Okay. That was weird.
I don't know
if
you would know Chris. Hold on, Carly. Would you know Chris? You would know Chris Van Eaton, right?
Chris who?
Chris Van Eaton.
Oh, yeah, the writer?
No, not the writer. The
actor.
The character. He was on GH.
Then.
So you might not have been on
it. He's been there.
You could have had a double interview. That would have been fun.
Yeah. Next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we are going to Bobby next. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing fine. First off, I'd rather prefer to see Sasha with Randall than Molly with Randall because TJ, well, TJ probably heard about this, and we don't want to make this into a love triangle, and we don't want to make anything any worse than it is.
I'm with you on that because I like TJ, and like I've said so many times, he's like one of my first and only friends and one of the only people that, like, you know, I like and would want to hang out with in Port Charles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to get more drama. It's like, you know, everywhere Brando steps, you know, there's drama. So, like, I'd like to have, you know, some sort of comfort.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, if the Emmy doesn't get you a nomination for either guest star or one of the male actor categories, then they're not doing a good job of what they're doing if they didn't include you on the list this year. That's all I got to say about that.
I really appreciate that, Bobby. Those are very kind words. I'd be very honored if they put me on the list. And you know, if they don't, I'm gonna give them your number. So you guys can hash that out.
Just give them hell.
I will.
Anyways, I was just gonna say that I think, are you from South Carolina? Because I read something in that you were from South Carolina.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm actually from North Carolina.
Oh, okay. All right. You're my neighbor.
Yeah, actually, I'm living in Fayetteville, so unless you – where were you from in South Carolina exactly?
I was from right outside of Charleston. So I grew up in the Charleston area my whole life, and then I went to college at Charleston as well. So the first 20-plus years, I was in the Lowcountry. But I've been up to North Carolina a lot. You know, we grew up and did a lot of vacations up there. Went to Sliding Rock. Went to Asheville, North Carolina a good bit, up in the mountains and stuff. So I don't know if I've spent a whole bunch of time in Fayetteville, but I do love your state. Are you a Panthers fan?
Well, I like the Panthers, the Hornets, and the Carolina Hurricanes. See what you got down there in South Carolina, you're more closer to Jacksonville Jaguars than Atlanta Falcons fans. You're 50-50, and you also got most of the Atlanta team here for it, if not the Orlando Magic and the Tampa Bay Rays in that area.
Who's your college team? Let me ask you that. That's more important to
you. USC.
Who?
The Tar Heels.
Oh man, get off the phone. I'm a Clemson
Tiger fan.
I
must be talking to a Gamecock. I must be talking to a Gamecock.
No. Clemson Tigers all the way.
I have to say you have a good football program, but it'd be interesting to see what happens in the basketball tournament between those two teams. But nevertheless, I want to just say that I thought about going to Charleston for Memorial Day weekend and going and seeing the hometown River Dogs baseball team play baseball, but I'm planning to actually go to Columbia in August. And hopefully, if they ask you for the General Hospital fan event in next April in Raleigh and in Virginia that was originally supposed to be scheduled for next month, but because of the COVID situation, they had to push it to ahead by a year. Maybe I'll see you.
I would love that. You know, that'd be my first time getting to travel in some of those fan events. You know, because initially we've had a couple, but they've been over Zoom.
Especially,
so I've heard about them.
Especially now that we're getting back on our feet, and once the country get close to 100%, even though we don't know how it would be with the current situation, depending on what our governor says and what the president says and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best.
I agree. But anyway, like I said, I wish you the best of luck, and hopefully you'll be on the daytime Emmy list, and hopefully we'll see each other in Raleigh in April of 2022.
I hope the same, Bobby. It was a pleasure talking to you.
All right. I'll let you get
Bobby,
some more fan calls.
Very good job, Bobby. Okay, so I am putting you on her, Bobby, and bringing my other partner in crime, Veronica, who's also a co-host. Hey, B.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Johnny. My name is Veronica Robles. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. How are you guys today?
Doing great, Veronica. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to call and say I am a huge fan of your work on General Hospital. You're doing a wonderful job. I would like your character, Brando and Sasha, to get together. I think that would be awesome. That would be really, really awesome that you guys get on the show. And definitely my question is, what other actor have you not worked on yet, or worked on the show yet on General Hospital? Who would you want to work with you haven't got to work with?
Oh, let's see. There's a lot of actors I haven't worked with. First of all, I appreciate the compliments, Veronica. It's very, very nice of you. And yeah, I hope the same, you know, for Brando and Tasha too. I think that would be good for, you know, both them, you know, to have a nice romance. So keep our fingers crossed on that. But, you know, as far as other characters that I haven't worked with yet, I read somewhere online the other day that General Hospital has 71 recurring characters.
Oh, wow.
And, and I was trying to wrap my mind around that. I was like, that's so many, you know, that's so many storylines, but so many characters. And I was trying to think, I was like, how many have I worked with, you know, versus how many I haven't? And so I don't know. There's so many that I haven't got to see. But James Patrick Stewart, what's that?
Well, you haven't worked with Wally, who plays Ned. Ned and Brando. I would love to see you and Wally in the scene together. Because he's a friend.
Yeah.
And he comes on also. So, yeah, that would be awesome. You haven't... Maybe
yeah,
that would be great. The Quartermain family yet.
That would, yeah, you're right. I have not worked with the Quartermains. I was going to say, I would love to work with Wally. Wally's such a cool dude. We've never had scenes together, but we've worked quite a few of the same days, and we see each other in the green room and have had some conversations, and I enjoy talking to him. And he's also a really talented singer and guitarist.
Oh, that's
awesome. That.
Yeah.
But I'd love to work with Wally. Also James Patrick Stewart. I'd love to work with him. He's fun to watch. I'm trying to think who else. I've worked with Tristan Rogers. He's fun.
Yeah, and you haven't worked with Ingo yet. I don't think.
That would be awesome to see you in scenes with Jax. That would be fun.
Jax and I, or Ingo and I, have been in some same scenes, but we haven't really had a whole lot of interaction. So
that would be awesome.
That they could throw us into, and that would be fun. I like talking with him as well. He's a swimmer. He's a lifeguard, so he's like a real legitimate swimmer, and that was my sport growing up. So, I like Ingo. It'd be fun to work with him too.
That would be awesome. And the scenes with you and Cyrus, oh my gosh, definitely a little worried about your character of Cyrus coming up. I mean, and Jeffrey, Jeffrey and your character of Brando, you guys are doing a great job, and I hope we get to see more scenes between you guys coming up soon.
Thank you so much. I do too, and yeah, I'm with you. I'm kind of scared with my character around Cyrus too. I don't know if he's going to push me down the elevator shaft or shoot me in the back of the head, or who knows.
No, but you guys are doing great. I just want to say thank you so much. I know you guys are dealing with a lot shooting the episodes, but as a fan, I appreciate you guys are still be able to work and bring more, you know, the scenes and more, you know, the episodes on the television. I just want to say hats off to all you guys. I mean, and God bless you guys for doing this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Veronica. And honestly, like we're equally as grateful to be, you know, just be working and be able to have fans that you know, support us and are so interested in our show and stories. So equal amount of thanks to you. So I appreciate that.
Oh well, no problem. And you guys have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, of course. Okay, Veronica, we are gonna have that talk again. Now, of course, we will have a thank you call. You the calls. So I will put you on hold. I almost called you Brando. Okay, that's bad of me.
That'll be okay.
So, you were on my favorite show that I never missed when it was on Lifetime on a Sunday night, Army Wives. You were incredible on Army Wives. That's when I first discovered you on Army Wives. How was Army Wives?
Well, I appreciate that. It was fun. You know, it was my first time on television, and I didn't have like, you know, big role, but it was me really getting to cut my teeth and, you know, actually say something in front of the camera and move beyond, you know, background for the first time. And I got to work with some lovely people. And that was you know, funny enough, you know, Kim Delaney was one of the leads on that show. And I didn't have any scenes with her then, but, like, it was a big deal that Kim was on this show that was filming in my hometown, and I knew of her, you know, and seen her a lot. And so I never got to work with her on that show, but, like, I was, you know, I was such a, you know, a fan. And then, you know, how funny is it that, you know, I'm on General Hospital, you know, years later, and then, you know, I get to see her, and, you know, she's on this show. So Army Wives is a really special experience for me.
It was one of the best shows, and I still hate Lifetime for taking off because it was so good. It was, oh my God, every week was so good. And yeah, you and Kim Delaney, yeah, you guys, you know, it's funny, and you guys were on that, and now you guys are on this. And I gotta say, what crushed me in November was that they killed off your son. Okay, fine, he wasn't really your son, but, you know, it was made to look like your son. And when you found out Dev died, my heart broke for you because I'm like, okay, even though he wasn't really your son, you guys were beginning to have that relationship. And so knowing that Cyrus set up this bomb in motion, will we see the payback for him killing, Deb, because he killed him. And, you know, the blast killed him. Even though Zillian set up, you know, the bomb up, it came orders from Cyrus, and you know that. So is there another layer of revenge you want to get with Cyrus for killing, you know, your son, even though he wasn't your son?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it absolutely adds to, you know, just the overall, you know, reasoning and justification and anger and hatred towards Cyrus for Brando. You know, because you're right, yes, Dev wasn't my real son, but there was that growing bond there, and Dev was the reason, you know, I ended up deciding to stay in Port Charles. You know, I wanted to help this kid out. You know, when, you know, losing him, yeah, it was just kind of it was mixed emotions, because it's like, yeah, like, I shouldn't be this upset because he's not my real son, but at the same time, you know, there was a growing bond there. And anytime, you know, a kid loses his life, especially like that, it's, you know, that's heartbreaking. And then to find out that, you know, the guy that you're trying to take down already is responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's just, you got to believe that revenge will be had for Brando.
Yeah, because, I mean, the scenes that you guys shared and him coming to talk to you about his feelings for Jocelyn. This, by the way, they were made another Jason and Carly. Had Dev live, because I've been on the Boss and Dev coupling that we never got to see because they killed him, which I'm still mad over it. And how is it working with Edie McCoy? Because the scene you have with her when right after Dev died and she gave you on the thing that Deb always had. That was such an emotional scene. So how is it working with her?
Oh, she's even awesome. You know, she's been on the show for a while too, and she's such a talented actress and then such a sweetheart as well. And you know, it's we rehearsed that scene beforehand, and it was, you know, went really well, and we were like, man, we should have just taped this one. And then, you know, we got to tape the next one, and it was even better. And, you know, it's just it's awesome. I wish we had more scenes together, and perhaps we will. You know, it's Eden's awesome. Love working with her.
Yeah, and what really tells me about Brianna way back when you were just starting the garage with the Sunny Build for you was your scene with Avery. When you were making that necklace with Avery, because she would not stop bugging anyone until that necklace was made, you guys were adorable. That scene just, you know, probably helped you with Carly one Browning point, with Carly the mall, and those scenes are so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, Avery was a little cutie. You know, I think it was just kind of endearing Brando to the Grimpos family and showing that, like, you know, this is a good dude. You know, because I think anyone that's, you know, good with kids, you know, kind of shows the kind of person that they are. They've got
yeah,
a good heart.
It is, and it's so, you can see that. You can see that, you know, Brianna is connected. And the other one you haven't worked with yet, I believe, is Dante, Sonny's older son that just came back.
Yeah, I would love to work with Dante. I love Dominic.
Yeah, because you worked a little with Michael, I think. Oh, you guys been in the same kind of scene, but not had a conversation really yet. But I just think that you need to be on Center Hospital every day for Carly and for good about everyone else. And Nadia, do you want to say anything in closing?
I just want to say, Johnny, thank you so much for being on the show. We truly appreciate it. It was awesome talking to you.
Yeah, likewise. I had so much fun. I'm really glad that Marcos put us together and that you guys were, you know, welcome to have me. And, like, and it was cool to be able to answer phone calls from people calling in. I didn't know that was going to be part of it, too. So I love that.
Yeah, and we would love you to come back. Right, Nadia?
Yes, maybe.
You,
I was
you
thinking.
You have to come back.
Maybe.
If you
maybe.
Don't.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, Carly. I was thinking maybe you and Sasha can come on the show together.
Oh, I'll have to reach out there and see if that's something she'd be interested in.
Yeah, and then
that would be cool.
Awesome. That would be a lot
get
of fun.
Back to me about it. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
All right. I would love
awesome.
That. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us. And I know you will be back on the show, right? Because, you know, you are my favorite right now on the new hospital. Now that Sunny's dead. Well, presumed dead. And Jason has his hands full with Britt. You are my favorite guy on the canvas, so you have to come back on here.
Okay. I will happily come back if you guys invite me. And tell, when you guys interview Chris tonight, tell him to put me more in the show.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, thank you guys. Y'all have a great day too.
You right. too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so I'm bringing Bobby. And I'm bringing Veronica on.
Hello.
Hi.
Awesome interview, guys. You guys did great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that
you
was awesome.
What?
I had fun.
Okay, so I was flirting. Okay, fine. I will happily admit on air that you guys, when you see his eyes on TV piercing the screen, come on. And,
Oh, he was awesome.
Yeah, oh my God. And then remember, oh crap. So, and also, let me see. Oh, Bobby, you're on now?
Yeah. Hi, Bobby.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you know what we sound like?
Great interview.
We do sound like.
Thank you.
The Verizon commercial, you know.
Can you get me now?
Yep. And so I just wanted to ask you guys, so have you guys got any information from your bank about the check? Because it's supposed to hit tomorrow. Has anyone got any information?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything from my bank about a stimulus check yet.
You know, what I hear is coming in waves, but some of the banks are holding on to it until whatchamacallit?
Tomorrow.
So, tomorrow we probably will all see it in our banks. And so, you know, which makes me happy. And if you have direct deposit, so if you have direct deposit, you know, you guys don't have to worry about it. And people that get the, you know, in the mail, they should be on the lookout really, really soon. So, yes. And who
well,
do
I can
we
tell
have
you right
tonight?
Now, if I do get – I'm sorry, Carly, but I can tell you right now, if I do get that stimulus check, I'm going to just put some of the money away because I owe my mom a lot of money from a Christmas gift she gave me. And then I'm going to save some of the money for a PS5 that I want to get as soon as I get the next stimulus check or my for Christmas. And for two trips, as I told Johnny in the interview, one to run to Raleigh for the General Hospital event in April of 2022, and the other one to Columbia, South Carolina, in August.
That would be awesome, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, it says, when you go to the IRS code, right now they are not saying anything, but I think people have been on the site so much they crashed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's my opinion. And, you know, I mean, come on, $1,400 right now is what the country needs. And the country also needs, you know, to do the $200 stimulus the $200 stimulus, SSI, to give SSI people a raise. That might be going on in the next package. So, yeah. So, yes, that's it. And then tonight we have Chris, right?
Yep, tonight we have Chris Van Eaton.
Well,
that's awesome.
And
people already. We've only done two shows in one show. We've almost done that.
No. That's awesome. I can't wait for tonight's show. I will definitely call in.
Yeah, well, you know what? Because I feel stupid. really, when they said that we had Chris being, you know, Chris on, so at first I thought, oh, my God, we are getting the writer of the age. Okay.
I did, too.
This is my time of strike with the sending storyline. And then we find out it's an actor. And I'm glad. I'm so glad we found out about it.
Did you know before you started asking him questions? That
yeah.
was funny.
I mean, can you imagine
that would be
us,
funny?
Like, if we didn't know that, oh my God. Like,
well, but you know what? That's okay. Voice. At least we'll get you guys. We'll get to talk to him tonight. That's awesome. I'm so excited for tonight's show too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, he played Amy's brother on General Hospital.
Yeah.
And you know, he's really good and he's really good looking. And
mm-hmm.
we have shows the rest of the week and. So yeah, we have all that coming up, and all I want to say to people is, when you stub your toe, like someone did on this show, and I'm not saying who. Okay, fine with me. It hurt really, really bad, and
oh,
yeah. I didn't realize I was bleeding on my foot. No, it hurt, but like I went in the kitchen and there was blood. I'm like, what? And then I looked down to my toe. I'm like, oh, okay. And now my foot has been throbbing. So this is a PSA. Don't accidentally stub your toe on the bathtub because it hurts like a son of a bitch. So
yeah,
it really does. And I'm so happy we are getting more guests, and you guys are gonna be blown away by more and more guests, right, Nadia?
Yep. I can't wait. I can't wait for what's coming up next. And this is wonderful. You guys are wonderful.
Well,
thank you.
You know what? The way I look at it is, this is, you know, hey, I know a lot of people probably will cite us for not talking about the soaps a lot because we have interviews. But I'm at the point I don't give a damn because we do talk about the soaps when we have time. And, you know, with a busy week like Nadia and I both have with the interviews, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it might be Saturday that I will catch up with everything. Dave's, Ryan, Bode, and everything. Oh, and breaking news on the Day of Our Life front, they were letting go of Lindsay Godfrey. So I'm really surprised with that. And I know Bob is a new level.
Well, can we just at least get her on the show? Because I've been wanting to get her on the show ever since her car accident, ever since she was on Bowling and Beautiful, and it was it had been impossible.
So, yes. Okay, so we will be back at 5 my time, 7 Veronica's time, and 8 you guys'
8 o'clock,
time.
Me and Bobby's time.
All right, you guys.
I'm still in favor of this making one time, not all these time zones. Why can't everyone be on the same time?
I know.
It reminds
mm-hmm.
me of the Friends episode with Monica. We're trying
yeah.
to set Richard clock to her time, and she did 5 minutes fast in the living room and 5 minutes so in her bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I wish we all lived in the same city.
Yeah, I'm still tired from daylight saving time. I don't know about the rest of you, but I do feel like I've lost an hour of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we will be back at 5 and go relax, go have lunch, don't do anything crazy for the next couple of hours, any of you.
All right. A wonderful show, you guys. Bravo. It was awesome.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.